What church denomination did your family belong to, Mrs. White? I understand you were Methodist, is that right? Mm-hmm. Is that United Methodist or...
No.
Or the, tell me.
African Methodist.
African Methodist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and was that right here in town?
Yes.
And what was the name of the church?
King's Chapel.
King's Chapel, that's the one you told me earlier, where everyone was, a lot of people were buried then. Did your whole family belong to that church? I mean, your mother, father, and brothers and sisters?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Was my father was Baptist, but after he married my mother, he became a Methodist.
I see, so his family had been Baptist.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so it's your mother's family that was all Baptist. Methodist. All right.
Except her sister and Seneca. Now, of course, her sisters all married Baptists, and they went with their husband. But my mother's husband went with her.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So I started to ask you, did anyone in your family ever belong to a different denomination? You just told me some of them were Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who was the minister of your church when you were young, when you were little? Do you remember his name?
I remember him, but to call his name, that's a good thing.
You can remember him, mm-hmm. right? I couldn't tell you my first one either. Mm-hmm. But where did he live then? Do you know, have any idea?
Well, we had a parsonage up there.
Oh, you did have a parsonage for him.
Mm-hmm. They all lived there.
Was that right next to the church or across the street?
A few doors down from the church.
I see.
Where it is now. We have one up there now.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
In the same place?
Yeah, same place.
Same place. Mm-hmm. Has that been renovated or changed, the church?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, through the years.
Of course. Right. We have a new church and all.
Oh, that's right. The church mm-hmm. has changed too, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Did this minister have any other employment besides being a preacher? Did he do something else?
In the early days, I think that most of them taught,
mm-hmm.
I think.
And what about training? Did you know that, did he have training to be a preacher?
Well,
mostly in the Methodist Church they did, to my knowledge,
I
didn't.
Yeah, because we have a school at Allen University in Columbia. That's our church school.
Uh-huh.
You know. Most of our ministers had gone there.
That's probably where he went to. I mean, mm-hmm. that's where most of them had gone to.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What other churches were important in this community besides your African Methodist Church?
Well, the Baptist. AME.
The Baptist Church was important?
Mm-hmm.
Any other churches?
Well, we have another United Methodist.
United Methodist,
yes.
too. Was that going on about the same time as the AME, the United Methodist? Or did that come later?
Well, I tell you what... I think they changed it, but it was AME,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and like ours was AME,
uh-huh.
theirs were ME.
They were just ME, yeah, you were African Methodist Episcopal, and they were Methodist Episcopal,
yeah.
and then they joined the United, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Did all the churches have cemeteries at that time when you were small, next to the churches?
None. This one down here, the ME,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they had one because they had to take their funerals out in place. I can't think of the name of it now, but it's out in the country. They go out there to bury.
They went out in the country to bury, a little further mm-hmm. out.
And most of them, they do now, too.
Oh, they still do?
Yeah, uh-huh. they don't have a cemetery. The church is right down there.
Right, uh-huh.
But they don't have a cemetery down there.
Not like you all did right
mm-hmm.
next door.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember camp meetings when you were young?
Oh, boy.
Ew, did you go?
We lived for camp meetings. We walked ourselves to death.
When were these camp meetings held? What time of year?
Well, it was in the summertime, I know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we, like in the fall, like in the fall.
Late summer maybe, early
uh-huh.
fall.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And how long would these camp meetings go? How many days?
Well, it was just one day.
Oh, it was a one day.
Well, I tell you what, you see, they'd have a revival leading up to the camp meeting.
Uh huh.
And that's how it happened.
Uh huh.
And most of, like, ME, they have a big one here. We'd walk 20 miles from the church uptown and down back down to the church.
You'd walk all the way to go to these camp meetings. Well, what time in the morning did they? I mean, what time did they start? What time did they end?
Well, they started. Regular service time like they do now in the mornings. Morning service, then they let out for dinner, lunch, and then they have afternoon service and night, too.
This would be a Sunday.
Yeah, on Sundays.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be an
all-day
meeting just about run.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them ever go overnight, like a camp meeting? Did they ever spend the night? Did people come from far away and put up any tents or anything?
No.
No, not here.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. Because people used to come here for camping, but they didn't have camps. You know, they'd come and stay with some of the relatives.
Oh, if they came, they spent the night with friends. Yeah. I see, if they were overnight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who led the services? Do you remember who was in charge of the services? Was it your regular ministers?
Regular minister, unless he invited someone in to help him.
But sometimes they would have maybe a guest minister there from out of town that would help.
To preach that Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did any members of the different churches worship together at the camp meetings?
Well, I guess you can call it worship. We usually go to our church in the morning first, you know, and then we go down there.
I see. So that's right. You all would go to the ME, and that was a different church. So you certainly would say you did get together for it. Do you remember any of your older relatives talking about camp meetings that they attended when they were young, and if they were any different from yours?
No, because they used to have a church over at Bethel Grove. I guess you heard about that.
Yes, ma'am.
They used to have big camp meetings on Sunday. You know, everybody get dressed up and go over there. Bethel Grove camp meeting.
Can you tell me anything you remember about the camp meetings? What you liked the best and what you did and what happened?
Mostly I liked the food because I was young.
You liked to eat, right?
Yeah, and we could run all around, you know, and walk around and talk to the boys, get a chance to talk to the boys.
Right. So it was really quite a social gathering.
Good
way to meet people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, meet people, that's right.
And see people you haven't seen in a while, maybe, and talk.
Oh, it was just wonderful.
What kind of food did you all have? What kind of things would be there?
Oh, they had the best food. They would have the best food.
What kind
of food? I don't know how clean it was, but it sure tasted good.
Was it things like fried chicken and ham?
Yeah, fried chicken, cakes, pies.
Yum.
Oh, gosh. String beans, potato salad. Stuff like that.
And who would make all this food?
Well, the people, the members would make it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And just bring it up there.
Bring it up there.
Now, a couple of people I've talked to have mentioned camp meetings that they bought food. Now, did you all buy it or was it just shared?
Well, the times when we went, we just got, you know, got
it
shared.
It was like a covered dish or a pot.
Well, I tell you, some people would go there and have tables and sell food.
They would sell food.
Yes, yes. Oh, Bethel Grove. And down here, when the AME church, this church down here, used to be down by near the railroad, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And they used to have tables all around down there, and they would sell.
Yeah, I had heard of food booths where they would actually sell some of the things. When you were small, did you remember attending, or when you were a teenager even, attending singing conventions? Did you ever go to any singing conventions?
Oh, yes. I'm a lover of music. Anytime I could get a chance, I'd be ready to be singing.
Where did you attend a singing convention? Which one did you go to?
I can't remember the places.
You don't remember the places, but you remember going.
Yeah.
Was this a singing convention, the ones where they teach you the notes?
Well, no, not really that. I've heard them.
You've heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I've had them to come up to my church to perform for me.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I didn't go to those much because we didn't have any transportation. We couldn't get to we had to go around the town.
Yes, ma'am. So you didn't go to those actual singing conventions, but you went to other singing groups whenever you could.
Oh, yes.
Do you, did you have a favorite song when you were young or as you were growing up? What were some of your songs that you liked?
I just loved to sing and loved music. I played a little. I played once a solo for my sister. She sang.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What did she sing? What did you play?
I don't ask me that. I don't remember. But I remember my mother gave us music. We had a piano.
Oh, wonderful.
And we wouldn't practice. We wouldn't practice. She kept begging us, practice. We wouldn't practice. She stopped. She said, I'm not going to spend my money and you're not practicing. And I dread it today that I didn't.
Yeah, you're sorry now, right?
I am so sorry because there's nobody in this world who loves music better than me.
Well, you could still sing. Do you remember any songs you especially like? Can you sing a song for me that you liked?
I like old songs, and I just can't remember any.
Yeah. Were they mostly gospels that you liked, or hymns?
Gospel songs and sheet music. I used to sing in the choir, too, and I had my favorites there. But I just love music. Anything that was done right, I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Were there any singing schools when you were little? You don't remember any of those? Okay.
No, they had people to teach you piano lessons, you know.
You had a piano teacher. Yeah. Now, you said your mother had you take piano lessons. Who did you take piano lessons from? I forgot to ask you.
Well,
who was the teacher? Do you remember her name?
Yeah. She was a cousin of ours.
Oh.
Pauline Thompson.
Pauline Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
So she's taught, I've heard her name before as a music teacher. Yeah. She must have been quite good.
Yeah, well, no, she wasn't that good, but that's all we had.
Well, she must have been, she was used a lot around here because I've heard Pauline Thompson before. Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's who you learned your music from. Uh-huh. Okay. Were there any occasions when black and white people would come together for church that you remember? And I'm talking really about before the 1920s.
Yeah, I understand. I can't remember at the time now. Mm-hmm. They might have done it, you know. But I just don't remember at the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of groups were in your church when you were little? Were there women's, any women's groups that were church groups that the women meet?
We had missionary and had clubs in the church.
What did they do? When did they meet?
Well, they would meet, like missionary, they'd have a certain day to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd meet around the houses. Mm-hmm. They'd go around the houses and meet and serve.
Oh, yeah, like a circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Serve good food.
Yeah, food again, right?
Yeah.
Methodists always have been known for eating.
Yeah.
Would they... They would meet in each other's homes, and that would be, what, once a month or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, once a month.
Mm-hmm. And would they earn money for mission study? Or
yeah,
mission,
they would have affairs at the church to raise money and mm-hmm. whatever they might need it, you know. They'd have programs at the church, put on a play or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And what about the men? Did they have any kind of group?
Well, the men had men club, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when did they meet?
Well, men mostly met Sundays after service.
Uh-huh.
That's when they meet.
I see. Did they eat too, or was
no,
it just a meeting?
No, that's what I mean. They didn't do all of that.
They didn't do stuff the women did,
yeah,
right? Was there any kind of a youth group back then, or did those come along more later?
Well, mostly the youth group was Sunday school. That's just about all.
Yeah, Sunday school was when the youth
met,
right.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the extent of that.
Yeah. I wasn't so much club. I don't remember clubs until I got grown.
Right. I think that was true of just about all churches back then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to skip on over to education. Where did you go to school when you were a child, Mrs. White? What's the first school you went to?
I went up to school up there by the church. It used to be a little two rooms house up there where I went when I first. My mother used to teach. She was teaching somewhere else. She wasn't teaching up there.
Yes, ma'am.
And some girls would come by going to church, and they would take me up to school with them.
And so that's where you first started school,
uh-huh.
was in this old two-room
uh-huh.
schoolhouse. And how old were you? Do you remember? Were you 5 or 6?
5 or 6 or 7, I don't know what.
Yeah, somewhere in
yeah.
there. And that was your very first school. And you started as a first grader, right? They
mm-hmm.
didn't have kindergarten or preschool or anything before then.
No.
Okay. And tell me, describe your two-room schoolhouse. What were the two rooms? And
I couldn't do it if I were going to be hanged.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
We talk about it a lot, and the only thing I can remember is this big old stove in the center of the room.
Yes, ma'am.
See, that was for both sections.
I see. When you said two rooms, is it because they had two classrooms, two teachers each teaching a bunch of children?
Yeah.
Or is it
mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So there were two teachers.
Yeah.
And each teacher had a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And how was that divided up? Maybe the younger children?
Well, I imagine so.
I shouldn't assume. I should ask you. You don't remember that.
No, I don't.
Teacher had one group of children and one teacher had another.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know really how it was divided
I
up or what they did. Okay. And what did you use in the schoolroom? Did you have benches or
they had
desks?
Benches.
All benches, no
mm-hmm.
desks then.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any kind of a table to use in front of you?
I don't remember any.
You didn't. So for writing, what did you use then?
Yes, our lap.
Yeah,
didn't use that
slates,
much writing, you know.
Like a slate and,
mm-hmm.
and your laps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was all benches throughout
yeah.
the thing. And did the teacher have a desk and a chalkboard or anything like that? Blackboard?
I can't remember whether she had a desk or not.
You remember that stove most of all. It must have been cold when you got there and you wanted the stove. Do you remember what time school started in the morning?
Around 8 o'clock, because my mother would get me dressed and send me on before she'd go.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what time in the afternoon did it end?
Get out about 3 o'clock.
Okay, so it went from 8 to 3. Did you have some time for lunch? Did
yeah.
you have a lunch break?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at lunchtime, did you have games that you played?
They played games outside.
Do you remember any of the games you played, or any of the songs with those games, or anything like that?
I don't even remember the songs we used to sing in school. I sure don't.
What about, it went right out of my head, the subjects that you had? I knew I had a question. Was it basic reading, writing, arithmetic? Mm-hmm. And geography, maybe?
Yeah.
Or do you remember, and what kind of, did you have books?
Yeah, we had books.
Did you have like a speller?
Spellers, yeah, we had spellers.
Did you have arithmetic books?
Arithmetic.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any kind of a reader?
Yeah, I had a book for reading, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had the basics. We had the basics, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, was it in your classroom, were there different levels? So did she take maybe you as a group and then the older ones?
Well, I think so, because mm-hmm. They didn't have... If they have two teachers, you know, they have to divide them up.
Right, it was first through sixth, so they had mm-hmm. She probably had several grade levels, mm-hmm. each teacher.
Yeah.
Did.
And later on, when we had the school over here built, uh-huh. Marshfield, we had, I think they had two classes to them then.
Also there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you remember the names of your teacher or either of the two teachers in that building?
I've talked about it so much, and I've asked the girl that used to come by and take me, and I know Miss Rena Clark was one,
mm-hmm.
but now the other one, I don't remember if she remembers or not, because I've asked about it, and I still don't know if she told me. I don't think she could tell me herself.
So one was Rena Clark?
Yeah.
And she lived right here in town?
Yeah. Her house is down there going to Clemson.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I had a beautiful, a nice big two-story house.
Uh-huh. And she was black, right?
Yeah.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where she had her education, or did she have education?
Yeah, well, I think so, because she and my mother and all of them used to go to summer school together. Oh. That's how I got to Hampton. They all went up there to summer school one summer.
They were going to Hampton Institute for
mm-hmm.
summer school.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. And how far did you live from school, you said? Not far
right here.
Yeah, it was right here, so it was very, very close. Okay, so it was a short walk for you.
Yeah. We'd walk up there, and we'd walk up to the other place, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about your parents? I know your mother went to college, but before that, where did your mother go to? Did she attend the grade school and everything right here in town, or was she somewhere else?
No, she was right here.
She went to school right here in Pendleton, too?
Well, she was living in Nashville, I guess. I don't know if she went to school there or not, because I think they got married out there.
Oh, I see. So she had her school in Tennessee, then.
I think she had some of it there. I don't know just how much.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What about your father? Do you know anything about his schooling?
He didn't have very much schooling.
He didn't?
No.
And so their schooling was different from yours in that he didn't have as much as you did. But your mother did, because she went on to college.
Mm-hmm.
What about your grandparents' school?
No, my grandfather didn't have much schooling because I think I'm correct in saying that he didn't know how to read or write.
This is your father's mother?
No.
I mean your mother's father?
Yeah, my mother's father.
Your mother's father. He couldn't read normally,
no.
I see.
But he sent all of his children to school.
So he firmly believed in education, just did, probably because he didn't have very much of himself.
I guess so.
And what about any other older relatives? Do you know anything about their school, where they might have gone? Or do you think they were more or less than your grandfather's, but... not being able to read or write?
No, well, on my grandmother's side, now all of them were educated.
They were?
Uh-huh. Because they lived in Charleston.
Oh, that's right. She's the one that's from Charleston.
Yeah.
And she would have gotten some schooling down there, and her whole family would have. Did they have higher education? Did they go on to college?
Well, I think the younger ones did. I don't know about my grandmother, and I can't say, but I know the younger sisters got, because I've come across some papers where they went to school in Charleston.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some real educated educated relatives in your family.
Yeah.
How many years did you attend school? Well, if you're a college graduate, it looks as if you went all through grade school and then high school. What year did you graduate from high school? Do you remember that?
That was 1928.
1928 that you graduated from high school?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of the high school that you graduated from?
Hampton Institute.
No, that's your college.
I went to high school.
You went to high school at Hampton Institute?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they had a high school.
Yeah, they had high school and they had college too, because some of my other people, I think about four of us went from here. Some of them went to college.
Yes, ma'am.
But we were the younger ones, we went to high school.
Oh, I see. So you took your grade school and sort of your junior or middle school education here.
Yeah.
and then went to Hampton Institute as a high school student. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you come to do that? Now, I know you said some of them had gone to school there.
My mother went up there to summer school.
Yeah, okay.
And she and about three of the teachers from at the school.
Uh-huh.
And they fell in love, and they came back and gathered up a bunch of us and sent us up there to high school.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Did they pay for it and everything?
No, my mother had to pay for it.
Yeah, well, I meant your mother had to pay for this.
Yes, uh-huh. Oh, yes, uh-huh. She had to pay for it.
And she paid for it by her teaching and what she was
mm-hmm.
making.
Mm-hmm.
So you were actually able to go to school up there. That meant leaving home at a right young age. How did you feel about that?
Oh, I didn't mind at all.
You were real happy about going away to school, I
guess. Oh, I just loved it.
Did you live in a dormitory and all that up there? So you actually went to Hampton Institute, I'm guessing. How many years of high school did you attend up there? Three or four?
Four.
Four, and then 4 years of college?
Well, I didn't just go to college. I couldn't.
Oh, I see. So when you're telling me you graduated from Hampton Institute, you graduated as a high school student in 1928. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I was assuming you were a college graduate because I know Hampton Institute is a college. And see, we're not supposed to say.
Yeah, it's a college because I had friends that went to college there.
Yes, ma'am.
But I was in high school when I went.
So you were a high school graduate in 1928 from Hampton Institute in Virginia, Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah. And now it's Hampton University now, huh?
I'm not real sure. I'm from Virginia myself, so I'm real familiar with but I don't know what the name of it is now.
Yeah, it's Hampton University now.
For goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
When you graduated from Hampton Institute as a high school student in 28, what were your options? What fields were open to you, or what did you think you were going to do as you finished school?
Well, my mother
jobs?
Wanted me to go to college.
She did.
Mm-hmm. But I felt that she had done enough because she was working hard to put me in school. And then I had my sister was in, went to state college. Now she went to college, but she didn't get to graduate because she got hurt. She had to leave.
Yeah. And how did she get hurt?
Playing basketball.
In basketball. Yeah, I thought it was a sport. Mm-hmm. And you just felt that was too much of a burden on your family.
Yeah, and I told her I'd let me go to New York and I'd go to night school and go to college. So I went.
That's when you went to New York. And what did you do in New York?
Went to work. And I went to college about 2 weeks. Night school was about 2 weeks.
Where was that?
In Brooklyn.
You went to school in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn College? Was that it? Or Brooklyn?
No, I went to a school on Fulton Street. They had a place they had night school.
Fulton Street.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of work did you do in New York?
Well, I worked in the Navy Yard a while. And that I liked because after the war, I think the war broke that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a little of everything.
Yes, ma'am. You've done many different jobs.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you've done? Briefly tell me. You said you worked in the Navy Yard. And I know now you're at 84. You're babysitting. I think that's tremendous.
I'm not 84 yet. I'm 81.
Pardon me. I thought you. Oh, where did I get the age 84 from? That's right. If you were born in that in. Right, I have it in my notes that you're 84.
Yeah.
That night, I think I heard 84. So you're 81.
Yeah, I'm 81.
I'm trying to age you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Sorry about that. Okay, you're 81 then. Okay. I don't know, somewhere in my notes I had 84. We can probably get back to that a little bit later. I want to go back to education, too. I want to ask, who was the first person in your family to attend college, Dan? Was that your... grandmother that attended, or was your mother your first one?
Well, as far as I know, my mother. I don't know about my grandmother, because she died the year I was born, and I don't think she went to college.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I never heard my mother say anything about it.
I know you said that they had education down in Charleston, so I didn't know she went to college, too.
Well, those were the younger ones.
The younger
after
ones.
After her.
After her. Mm-hmm. So you think your mother was the first one, and she's the one that attended State College in Orangeburg.
Yeah.
And she graduated, I assume. Okay. Did your family have books at home when you were little? Did they have books that they read? Because some families did and some didn't.
We used to have a lot of books. In fact, I have a lot of books now because I was a great reader myself. I used to read all the time.
With any favorite books that you had?
No, I just like to read.
You like to read everything?
Mm-hmm. All kinds of reading. Mm-hmm. But, and now, I hardly read the newspaper.
Were speaking of newspapers, were there newspapers in your home? Did your father and mother take a newspaper?
Oh, yeah, they'd take the Daily Mail or whatever.
The Daily
whatever
Mail?
Kind of daily paper, you know, get. Yeah, because my mother would have her papers.
Uh-huh. So she read her paper probably every day then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about magazines? Did either one of them take a magazine?
Well, I don't. My mother would take church magazines now. Mm-hmm. I know she would take them.
Yes, ma'am.
But the others, I don't remember taking too many magazines. I'm taking them now, but mm-hmm. I don't have a chance to read them hardly.
It's hard to find time, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Did your teachers ever talk about black history when you were little?
Well, they were, at Hampton, they talked about that a great deal.
Oh, when you were going to high school in Hampton,
mm-hmm.
they did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they would there.
Yeah.
They have quite a heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Did they talk, then, so there they talked about famous black men and women in
yes.
Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
Were any particular ones that they stressed or told you, ma'am?
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever read to you, to your class or classes, the works of any black authors back then?
Well, I am sure they did.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, I can't remember.
When you were growing up, when you were real small, were the white schools different from the black schools?
Well,
can you remember any differences in a white child going to school when you were 8 or 9 years old, would his school have been different from yours?
Well, we didn't know that much about it.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know what was going on with
no.
the white schools or what was
no.
going on white schools
Mm-mm.
they even had here in Pendleton
Mm-mm.
or around. Okay.
Oh.
Do you remember any educational groups or organizations in your community?
Like what?
Oh, well, now they have PTAs and PTOs and that kind of thing. Did they have anything like that when you were little? Like
well, they used to have something like, they would meet, the teachers would meet, have
mm-hmm.
teachers meetings. And my mother would go into meetings all the time. I don't know, I can't remember what, but she would go to some kind of meetings all the time.
Well, as a faculty member, she probably was
yes.
going to a parent-teacher kind
mm-hmm.
of a meeting.
Yeah, that's
constantly.
Right, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Even back then when you were little, you remember
yeah.
doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, were these held in after school then and at night?
Mostly on weekends.
Oh, they held them on the weekends?
Mm-hmm. They would usually go, say, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
They'd have some meeting to go someplace on Saturdays.
Oh, so that back then they would have their teachers' meetings on the weekend and on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Would they go all day? Would they be early
Well, just
morning?
About all day, yeah.
Spend all day
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Could those have been workshop kind of meetings, too? You know, were they learning about teaching or discussing teaching methods?
Well, I couldn't tell you that.
Yes, ma'am. Awesome. Other organization, when you were small, do you remember any other kind of organization that your older relatives belonged to when you were little?
My mother belonged to, my father was a Mason.
He was a Mason?
Yeah.
And where did he meet with the Mason?
They used to have a hall right out here. They
right
torn it down now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And my mother was a Eastern Star and what else? I know she was Eastern Star.
Uh-huh. Was she real active in the Eastern Star and he and the Masons? Were they active in the Eastern Star
yeah.
and the Masons?
Yes, yes indeed.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Did they belong to, I should ask, how often do these organizations meet? Do they meet weekly, monthly,
daytime? I think they met monthly, but
uh-huh.
I believe that's how they met then.
They meet mostly in the evening?
Yeah.
And they would meet in the building rather than,
yeah.
uh-huh, so they had an actual place to
mm-hmm.
meet.
Mm-hmm.
When you were little, do you remember any burial societies that meant?
In a what?
Burial societies. Societies, I don't know if these are myself. I guess they meant to bury people or that
oh,
kind of
oh,
thing.
Yeah, burial aid like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they had a, what was the name of that? Some kind of barrel aid society.
Mm-hmm.
Peaks, I think. Mm-hmm. Peaks Barrel Aid Society.
Peaks Barrel Aid Society?
Mm-hmm.
What about sewing clubs? Do you remember any of those?
Hmm?
Any sewing clubs or groups?
Well, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a sewing group. We'd meet out to school.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. In fact, since I've been home, we had one. And I used to teach knitting. I used to do that.
Would you like to stop and get a drink of water?
Yeah, I think I better.
Do you know the names of any of the leaders of, say, either the Masons or the Eastern Star, any of those groups that you, your parents belonged to?
Well, they're all gone now.
Uh-huh.
I know Towns.
Mm-hmm.
Towns.
Did the Masons and Eastern Stars do anything special for the community? Did they do some...
No, I don't think so.
Nothing that you remember?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you know if any of your any members of your family voted in the 19th century? Do you know of anyone that would...
Well, I don't know for sure, mm-hmm. but if it was possible, I'm sure my mother would have voted.
She would have been a voter, but
yes.
You don't know whether she voted
or
not.
No, I can't remember that.
But you know she would have.
She would have if it were possible.
So you don't know who the first member, for instance, in your family was to vote?
Mm-mm.
No, you, okay. Did they ever talk about voting?
Well, not that I can remember.
Uh-huh.
Not that I can remember.
So, you're just sure that your mother would have voted if she,
yes,
she was able
if
to?
Yes, if it's possible. She would have voted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to end here because I don't...